From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Wednesday, June 18th. Coming up, the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts has announced its 2025 to 2026 performance season, which officially starts this September. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. A downstate Illinois congresswoman says her name was on the hit list of the suspected killer of a Minnesota state lawmaker. U.S. Representative Nikki Budzinski posted on social media yesterday that Capitol Police told her she was in the gunman's notes. 57-year-old Vance Bolter has been charged with the murder of a former Minnesota State House Speaker and her husband, and also for shooting and wounding another state senator and his wife. Authorities found notebooks in the suspect's vehicle, which named 45 elected Democratic officials across the country. In a statement, Budzinski said there is, quote, absolutely no place in this country for political violence. We must be a nation that values civility and mutual respect always. Thousands of people from around the world are confronting a crackdown from Egyptian authorities as the government there is suppressing a planned protest to bring humanitarian aid to Gaza. IPM's May Antar spoke with one person who flew there from Illinois.
I'm going to try not to cry.
Okay.
Because this has been really overwhelming and a lot has been going on. It's really scary.
Thousands of activists have flown to Egypt to march to the Gaza border and protest Israel's blockade on relief supplies. My source from Illinois chose to remain anonymous out of fear for her safety. She says authorities have arrested people all over her hotel.
Some had their passports confiscated.
They had batons and they were like the civilians and they were beating the protesters. They were dragging them across the ground. The police were dragging them across the ground to the buses.
She says she hasn't been detained yet, but she's worried that if she is, she could be sexually assaulted. Israel says it's restricting relief aid to pressure Hamas. May Antar, IPM News.
Middle school and high school students in Danville will have to lock up their cell phones all day when classes return in the fall. The District 118 School Board voted to use $70,000 in federal money to buy pouches to hold students' devices. Jacob Bretz is the principal of Danville High School. He says students won't get their phones back during lunch, despite requests from parents.
You would have hundreds of students leaving and coming into the cafeteria simultaneously. And so the logistical and components and the supervision of that would be quite an undertaking and I think a drain for 30 minutes of the school day.
Brett says students will still be able to email their parents using their Chromebook laptops if need be. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker pushed for a bill this spring that would ban cell phones in classrooms statewide, but state lawmakers didn't pass the measure. Friday is the first day of summer. It's also the summer solstice, the longest day of the year. IPM Student Newsroom's Anna Koh has more on the science behind that day.
The Earth revolves around the sun tilted on its axis. As a result, the amount of daylight we receive fluctuates throughout the year. Here's Illinois State climatologist Trent Ford.
June 20th is the day at which the northern hemisphere is most pointed towards the sun. And because of that, the sun is highest in the sky, and it's our longest time between sunrise and sunset.
Conversely, December 20th is when the Earth is most pointed away from the sun. The sun is lowest in the sky, and this results in the shortest day of the year. Ford says climate change is causing summers in the Midwest to get hotter. The hottest temperatures are expected in July. I'm Anna Koh, IPM News.
Still to come, the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts has announced its 2025 to 2026 performance season, which officially starts this September. That story is coming up next on 217 Today, but first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Your forecast for today: partly cloudy and breezy with thunderstorms likely and a high of 84 degrees. A few storms could become severe this afternoon, with a south wind 10 to 20 miles per hour gusting to 30 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of thunderstorms and a low of 65 degrees. Southwest wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 85 degrees. Northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, clear skies with a low of 64 degrees. Northwest wind 5 miles per hour. And for Friday, sunny with a high of 88 degrees and a southwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour.
Next time on The 21st Show, former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan will soon have to serve more than 7 years in prison. We'll talk about that and other news out of the federal courts. Plus, a new biography of Chicago children's music pioneer Ella Jenkins. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. The Krannert Center for the Performing Arts has announced its 2025 to 2026 performance season, which officially starts in September. I spoke with Mike Ross, KCPA's director, about the upcoming performances. Mike, this year's title for Krannert season is Come Be Here. Where did that come from and what does it mean?
The idea of Come Be Here was sort of a pillar comment that could be enhanced by various other descriptors. For example, come be inspired, come be entertained, come be yourself. Mm-hmm. And so that's the basic gist of it. There are many different kinds of experiences for people to partake in at Krannert Center over the course of any season. But that's the nature of the theme.
Mike, to get into some of the events, and I know we talked about bouncing around, which I will definitely do, but one of the big events is El Nora, the Guitar Festival, and it's the 20th anniversary.
It is the 20th anniversary of this wild and crazy thing we call El Nora, the Guitar Festival.
And El Nora has Roseanne Cash, Jeff Tweedy, Samantha Fish, just to name a few.
The opening night party,
yes.
September 4th, the Thursday night after Labor Day, opens our entire season. It's also the opening of the Guitar Festival.
There are other opening things. Herbie Hancock is opening his tour, his North American tour at Krannert.
It's such a tremendous privilege to be able to have Herbie Hancock grace our season. One of the things that I feel has always been important for us at Krannert Center is to acknowledge and lift up the elders in these different fabulous art forms that give so much to those who have the opportunity to partake of them. And Herbie is he's just so iconic. Also, I just have to mention, though, that at the same time, 2026 is the 100th birthday anniversary of both John Coltrane and Miles Davis. To celebrate that huge moment, Terrence Blanchard, the trumpeter who has been inspired by Miles Davis ever since he was young, and Robbie Coltrane, son of John Coltrane, will be joining us in the season.
It's also, I noticed, is it a Cirque event, something that is acrobatic?
So we actually have two very brilliant physical movement events. The Cirque Calabante, this incredibly newly formed Nouveau Cirque, New Cirque performance that will it'll be jaw-dropping in its effect. And later in the season, we have 360 All-Stars, which is a combination of celebrated athletes and acrobats from around the world. That's sort of an urban circus experience.
Yeah.
Very, very, very cool stuff. One of the killer highlights, so to speak, of the Edinburgh Festival, the Edinburgh Fringe Festival last year was a production we're bringing here. It's called Burnout Paradise.
Burnout Paradise is really just a series of tasks that we've placed on four treadmills.
Just physically exhausting themselves in the most hilarious kind of and creative competition.
Tasks that we will try to complete on these treadmills tonight are as follows. Preparing and cooking a 3-course meal.
Also, so many musicians, pianists, there's a banjo player, to me is wildly impressive. People don't realize how heavy they are either.
Absolutely. And if you're thinking of Rhiannon Giddens,
yes.
She was one of the founding members of the Carolina Chocolate Drops, who we had at Kranitz Center a number of years ago. And she's become such a huge pioneer figure, ambassador. She's a singer, songwriter, fiddler, banjo player. Oh. She is breaking all kinds of new ground, but always with the Americana roots.
Yeah.
You can take my body, you can take and celebrating the artists who have gone largely unrecognized over time in the Americana music. Not my soul.
Also stood out to me especially is the return of the Versus Style Street Dance Company and their other hip-hop artists. I think they were there last year. What was the response like from the public when they were there?
Oh, boy, the public response to Versus Style and the other hip-hop artists that we presented around our opening night celebration in the following week, just tremendous, tremendously enthusiastic response, and it's a real joy to welcome them back. They're going to be doing youth series performances, and they're going to be part of the Hip Hop Convene. And also, just on the dance, we will joyously be welcoming back the Mark Morris Dance Group. The Dance Theater of Harlem will be coming to Kranitz Center for its debut.
In the Marquesas and the University of Illinois, they'll have performances there. There's so many events from so many different aspects, even locally, that happen at Kranitz.
One of the most special and unique aspects of Kranitz Center as it was being conceived back in the 60s was to be a place where the academic performing arts programs, it would be a home for their productions, their students, their faculty, alongside the guest artist seasons that Kranitz Center produces. Performances that we present in our lobby at Stage 5, the Uncorked series.
And of course, with Uncorked or the Juneteenth event, that, I mean, I was there a lot because of Illinois Soul, but also because of Kranner, and I really loved the collaboration.
Oh my goodness. It's hard for me to think of another collaboration that Kranitz Center has had the privilege of being part of that has been more impactful than the Illinois Soul collaboration. What an amazing thing for this beautiful news station to come into reality in this community. And we are so looking forward to celebrating the second anniversary of Illinois Soul this season. The amazing smooth jazz singer-performer Mesa will be the featured artist, and Every Uncorked in February will be dedicated to our collaboration with Illinois Soul. What? Your listeners will also just check in, see what's coming up on a Thursday from 5 to 7. That I also just want to take the opportunity to say thank you to all of the center's wonderful and generous supporters. None of what we've been describing can take place without that financial support, volunteer support, advocacy, and moral support as well.
For more information about the season, visit KranertCenter.com. And you can visit Kranert Stage 5 today at 6 p.m. for a free Juneteenth concert with Talib Kweli. Kranert Center for the Performing Arts is a financial supporter of Illinois Public Media. Just get by, just get by, just get by. We commute the computer, spirits stay mute while your ego spread rumors. We survivalists turn to consumers. Just get by, just get by, just get by. Just get by. That's it for today. 2 and 7 Today is produced by Stephanie Oriana. Reporting today contributed by Will Bauer, May Antar, Emily Hayes, Anna Coe, and Kimberly Schofield. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 2 and 7 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Friday.